Francesco Papalia, formerly of the European Central Bank. Thank you very much.
The time is now 18 minutes past 8. 90,000 people in the UK live with having to control their bladders with the help of a catheter. Others have one put in briefly while they're in hospital. The devices are an integral part of patient care, but blockages, leaks and urinary infections are common, causing discomfort and distress. Now the technology has been criticised by a leading expert who says that the design hasn't changed in decades and that the healthcare industry should invest in better catheters. We're joined now by the Times journalist Melanie Reed, who broke her neck and back in an accident 5 years ago and uses a catheter, and by Mandy Fader, Professor of Continence Technology at the University of Southampton. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Professor Fader,
Good morning.
Professor Fader, the criticism of the way catheters work at present has come from you. What is the problem?
Well, perhaps it would be best if I explain first how a catheter works. Mm-hmm. So a catheter is a flexible tube that's passed into the bladder to drain urine, and it's passed through the urethra, which is the normal way we would pass urine. And the end of the tube is attached to a drainage bag, and the catheter itself is held in place in the bladder by a balloon. So instead of passing urine the normal way, the urine drains straight into a bag. And this has been used, as you say, for decades, this method. And this method of having a balloon retaining the catheter is one that's very archaic and causes inflammation and trauma to the bladder. And the materials with which the catheter are made have advanced very little indeed. And we'd like to see much more investment in terms of finding materials that can resist infection and stop bacteria from clinging on into the catheter surfaces.
Well, the Urology Trade Association says that you're wrong in saying that catheters haven't improved for such a long period of time. They say that particularly in the last 15 years, they have improved catheters. They're now pre-lubricated and they look more like normal consumer products, so they're more discreet.
Well, I don't think that's true, not for indwelling catheters.
What's an indwelling?
So an indwelling catheter is one that stays in the bladder all the time.
Right. Long-term use for someone who's at home.
Indeed, they can be used for long-term. They can also, an indwelling catheter can be used for a short period of time while somebody is in hospital. The ones that have improved somewhat are the ones which are used intermittently, which is just a small tube which goes in and out of the bladder, and people pass them several times a day in order to drain urine. But the standard catheter has actually changed very little indeed. And these are the ones which people with long-term problems have the most difficulties with, because the presence of those catheters causes all these problems with blockage and leakage.
Right. Well, let's get a sense of Melanie Reed's experience. Melanie, how have you found using a catheter?
Well, it's like living with a handbrake on, because I'm permanently infected. I have a permanent infection in my bladder. I probably, the longest, in the 5 years since I had my accident, the longest I've gone without an infection is 4 months. And I'm now getting to the point where the normal first line antibiotics no longer work for me, and I'm having to go on to stronger ones. And I just think it's absolutely extraordinary. It's a scandal that more is not done to explore different ways of emptying the bladder. I mean, we're using something that was first invented in 1937. And why is there not a pace? Why are the bioengineers not making pacemakers for the bladder? Why is there no device to replace the urethral sphincter mechanism? It's a hidden problem.
And do you think the reason it is a hidden problem is because largely, I mean, you're an exception, you've written and spoken very openly about your own experience since your accident, but largely this is the kind of thing that is embarrassing, and therefore those who use catheters are less likely to talk about it?
It's a totally unglamorous, unsexy subject. Of course nobody wants to discuss urine. But the drain on NHS resources is enormous. My district nurse reckons that she spends 30, sometimes 40% of her time working on catheters, changing catheters. And a large city like Glasgow, the annual budget for incontinence pads alone, the annual budget is £4 million. Add to that the cost of bed and pressure sores. You know, it's this enormous hidden cost that could be solved if there was more bioengineering, more advantage, more technology put into it. We can replace corneas. We've got driverless cars and smartphones with bendy screens and 3D printers. You know, why on earth are we still using a third world solution?
Mandy Fader, you talked about improving the materials, tubing, etc. But could we go further and actually think of other ways to deal with this? More high-tech ways, essentially.
I think it's a very good point. And this is another area where there simply hasn't been enough done to look at how could we actually drain the bladder in a different way that would actually be safer for patients. So the actual sort of design of how do you get urine out and how do you manage continence and how do you manage incontinence of people who've got these long-term problems has had very little attention. And the alternative...
Again, because it's embarrassing?
Because it's embarrassing, because it's not been... It's a hidden problem. It's easy to see that someone may be using a wheelchair and has a neurological problem because they've had a spinal cord injury. What people don't know is that underneath that, they've got a massive problem with their bladder. And that's causing them, as Melanie says, far greater problems overall. And so people don't recognise it as the important problem that it is and therefore haven't invested the energy in it. And I'd just like to add there, particularly regarding things like the materials, there have been huge advances in other parts of industry over that. For example, in shipping, where you've got barnacles forming on biofilms at the bottom of boats, they've solved that problem. But they haven't solved it in catheters at all. And here we have a huge problem with infection.
Yeah, well, and Melanie Reed, from what you're saying, I mean, about being permanently infected, I mean, beyond the individual experience, there's a public health issue as well with the stronger and stronger use of antibiotics that you're talking about having to use.
Hugely so. A huge on cost to the NHS and the misery, especially amongst elderly people. I mean, I'm sure everyone has an elderly relative who has caught a urine infection, and people go gaga when they have a urinary infection. It brings on dementia, and it's three times more likely to kill catheter users. Elderly catheter users are three times more likely to die than those who don't. There are huge issues. There are some spinal column injured people are now going rogue, are going sort of off label, and doing their own thing on this
to try and avoid getting infections. Melanie Reed and Mandy Fader, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
26 minutes past 8 is the time. Mr. Richardson is, no doubt, are you on centre court, Gary? You usually are
Jim,
at this time.
Yes, I'm on centre court. The man with the mowers out, the covers off, and... It, it,